Hello, and welcome to the Quantum Fit Podcast. I'm Taylor, and I am your host. This podcast is all about applying the different principles of quantum physics and quantum biology to your health and fitness. This gives us a holistic view of how different environmental factors, such as sunlight or cold, play a major role in your overall health. So I won't just be talking about diet or exercise and developing good habits. If you want to really make lasting changes in how you feel, think, and act, then I'd recommend you try to listen closely and have an open mind to what I have to say. Every day I'll be hitting you with a quick 7 to 15 minute long podcast. I keep it short like this because it makes it both informative and to the points so that you don't feel quite so overwhelmed with information. Also, currently I do not do any kind of advertisements. So instead, I ask that you share this podcast with a friend or family member if you enjoyed the message and gained something from it. I want to be able to spread quality and easy to understand content that everyone can take and use in their own daily lives. I would highly appreciate it. On to today's episode, how does oxygen get in tissues? Yes, so today we are covering a major topic that I have yet to bring up, and that is oxygen tension. The term oxygen tension refers to the amount of oxygen gas that is dissolved in the blood. A lot of different factors affect your oxygen tension. Most of them being biggies like sunlight and cold. Yeah, so in general, any of the, you know, the biohacks like sunlight and cold, or, you know, just infrared light, also eating more seafood, you know, anything that, if there's a light factor or a magnetic factor or anything like that, that is going to increase your oxygen tension. And then the lack of it is going to decrease your oxygen tension. So oxygen is an electron acceptor in mammals, meaning it is needed in the process of generating ATP, at least aerobically. It's actually a part of the last stage within the electron transport chain. So, you know, the very last respiratory protein, you know, within the mitochondria, that is where oxygen actually goes. You know, that's where the bulk of its, you know, benefit is derived. It's also the reason that cyanide is able to kill us so rapidly. It actually blocks this last stage from being able to happen. I believe it blocks just the protein, or like an enzyme in the protein or something like that, which entirely stops ATP production. The electrons are no longer able to move and be, you know, accepted by the electron or by the oxygen anymore. Well, and, you know, we also know that ATP production, energy generation, you know, in mitochondria, that's what allows us to function and heal. So it also means that low oxygen tension will be associated with disease and degeneration. And as a matter of fact, there's a lot of studies out there to show this. Studies that go back decades. I'll do another episode on it at a later time. But most of the studies and overall research on oxygen tension in humans has been done in Russia. From what I can gather, they still do, or at least used to, almost exclusively focus on oxygen tensions in their patients in order to tell what the state of their health looks like. It's kind of the equivalent of doctors in the U.S. doing blood tests, looking at, you know, LDL levels and triglycerides to determine the state of someone's heart health. You know, that's how seriously they take it. Or, again, used to take it. I'm not quite sure if they still have the same viewpoint, or if they've, you know, Russia's more, you know, if they kind of became more westernized, focused on, you know,
being drug focused and everything. But, you know, out of these studies and, you know, research, there's one Russian doctor in particular that he built a really cheap device that is, you know, basically by training with it, it's actually allows you to naturally increase oxygen tensions. Not just like while you're using the device, but like at all times you actually get better oxygen tensions. And, well, another effect of that is that your breathing becomes much, much better. Yeah, a lot of other things that go into that as well. All right, so the Bohr effect, B-O-H-R, Bohr effect, is key to understanding how oxygen tensions can have such dramatic effects on our health. After oxygen has been picked up by blood cells from the lungs, the oxygen is effectively stuck forever inside of the blood cell. The only way for the body to release the oxygen is to have CO2, you know, carbon dioxide, present. Once a blood cell comes in contact with CO2, the CO2 and O2, oxygen, are swapped out and the CO2 is carried back to the lungs for exhalation. The oxygen stays within the tissues to do its work. Get that? So, I mean, it's pretty basic. You know, there's just basically a handshake, a swapping out that happens. That's all you really, really need to pay attention to. And, well, there's kind of a downside to knowing this, however. It's well known that we almost always have near maximum saturation of oxygen in our blood. You know, somewhere like 96 to 90%, you know. So blood almost is always, you know, really, really full of oxygen. But we don't always have high levels of carbon dioxide. Remember, in order to actually utilize oxygen to generate energy, you need carbon dioxide. So if you lack carbon dioxide, you will undergo pseudohypoxia in your tissues. Oxygen could be abound in your body. However, not enough of it is actually usable. They're not in usable forms because that handshake has to happen in order for you to actually be able to utilize the oxygen. So again, it's pseudohypoxia just because... Technically speaking, there's oxygen there, you just can't use it. The flip side is that as you increase carbon dioxide tension, you're able to better utilize oxygen. So this means carbon dioxide and oxygen tensions, both of them pretty much go hand in hand, because, you know, oxygen tension is going to tell us, you know, not only the oxygen in your blood, but like how much oxygen is actually usable oxygen is actually making it into your tissues. Carbon dioxide tension is, you know, going to tell us basically the exact same thing. So people in good health have high carbon dioxide tensions. They have more oxygen available to their tissues and are able to generate ATP way, way better. Also, this is pretty interesting, most free radicals in the body are generated during tissue hypoxia. So, carbon dioxide acts like a super antioxidant as well, preventing many free radicals from forming in the first place. This is why, well, again, I'll get into it. Maybe I'll get into it tomorrow. But poor breathing causes a lot of issues. It causes hypoxia within your body. Ever notice people that have really bad diseases or, you know, in really bad health? They'll breathe through their mouth or they just have very rapid breathing. It's very heavy breathing. They have poor oxygen tension. And finally, another interesting side note. Oxygen is paramagnetic, which, just like DHA, means it will be drawn to tissues with the strongest magnetic fields and most mitochondria. This makes sense, since we know that the brain has a stupidly high oxygen requirement and takes a ton of energy to keep functioning. Alright, so I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have questions and comments, you can find me on Instagram, at RealQuantumFit, the Quantum Fit Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, Taylor Kelson, or through a voice message across the Anchor app. See ya!